Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining me right now is Willem Els. He's a senior training coordinator on terrorism and explosives for the Transnational Threats and International Crimes Program at the Institute for Security Studies. And good morning, Willem. How are you?
Good morning to you. Doing well.
Thank you so much for your time, especially this time of the morning. Is Iran at its weakest now?
Yes, it seems that they have been severely weakened by the recent events in the Middle East. But we also saw that since 2023, they started to extend their influence within Africa.
Yes. All right. So beyond South, we know about the influence in South Africa. Where else in Africa does Iran have influence?
Yeah, we see that, they have to sort of bypass and mitigate the economic sanctions on them. And then they started to venture in different countries in Africa, amongst them especially Burkina Faso, Niger, Zimbabwe, but also Sudan. And we saw that that even in the semi-autonomous region in the Western Sahara, they started to export some of their drones there.
When you say Iran's influence, do they have religious influence on those countries?
Yeah, well, remember between the in Islam, you've got the two mainstreams, and one of them is of course the sect that Iran belongs to, and that is different to the one that that is pursued by, for instance, Saudi Arabia and UAE and Egypt and so on. So yes, they got they want to extend that. But what we see is they are mainly after what is really a big need for them in their pursuance of their objectives is Niger, that they started to start, and they actually wanted to import some 300 tons of yellow cake. Now, yellow cake is a form of uranium, and they need that in their nuclear program.
Is there a relationship between Iran and Russia?
Yeah, we see that they were basically two partners of former President Assad in Syria. The one was Russia, that has military bases there. Also, they're using one of the ports as a naval base, but also Iran that supported the minority group there that was part of President Assad, and they also used that as a route to smuggle and to bring through the weapons to Hezbollah that was in Lebanon.
So interesting, because we hear one narrative in the media and we hear something else from experts such as yourself. And I'd always much prefer to hear from experts such as yourself. So, Willem, help me to understand. We hear about Iran's influence. We know what happened with South Africa, that, funding the ICJ case with the ANC. We get that. Where does Iran get its money from?
Yeah, apart from being a country and that they exploited all the resources of the country and the economy, we also saw there were some three publications that as late as yesterday actually indicated that the United States actually released another $10 billion in sanctioned relief to Iran. So that actually released quite a lot of money for them in order to pursue their objectives. We also see that they export a lot of drones to Russia that they are selling to them. So they are using that money then for the betterment of their objectives rather than most probably for the betterment of the people of Iran.
It's such an interesting situation, because as a Jewish person, Iran is, for us, it's Persia. And when we go back, I don't know how well you know your Bible, but the story of Queen Esther, that took place in Persia. It is an ancient hatred. And I don't think that it's something that is just random, that Iran is still a player in the game. I mean, I think that I've been around long enough that I can't just say, well, this is on the surface, this is what it is, and this is where it ends. you know, there has to be a metaphysical component to this. But perhaps that's not your area to talk about, Willem.
No.
Just something else that I wanted to talk about between South Africa and Russia. Do you remember when those ships were in port? Simonstown, right?
Yes.
I was speaking to a security expert who told me that those ships were actually here to collect uranium. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, there were speculations up till now. You know, the government has been very silent about what was on the ship, but also what they brought in. So that's still a great mystery, but there were some speculations that uranium is going out. You know, uranium is being sought after by especially Iran to further their nuclear aspirations, as well as Russia, that also make use of nuclear weapons, or they're stockpiling nuclear weapons, but also they've got a nuclear power generation that they use. So uranium is very sought after. And you've got countries like South Africa, like Namibia, and especially Niger, that produces a lot of uranium.
South Africa and Iran, we've got a lot of projects there. I mean, I think South Africa, MTN, still owns 49% of Iransel, which is their national carrier. And Sasol has very, very big multi-billion dollar projects with Iran. Is everything there above board? I mean, has anyone investigated that?
Well, of course, because of the United Nations sanctions, every dealing with Iran should be within the margins of those sanctions. But we also see that Iran was one of the countries that recently joined the BRICS. So that actually strengthened the ties between South Africa and Iran, but also South Africa and Russia. They all went into one side with BRICS, and that's why economic collaboration and other collaborations are now promoted between these countries of BRICS. And I think that is why one of the reasons why South Africa and Iran is quite friendly at the moment.
All right, and finally, do you think that with Iran at its weakest now, and what do you think the impact of the collapse of Assad will be on Iran?
Yeah, it will be detrimental for them, because remember, they start long ago with the axis of resistance strategy that was actually developed by General Soleimani, that was assassinated by the Americans in a drone attack.
Yeah.
And they really built a very, very strong sort of network all the way through Iraq to Syria and then up into Lebanon, and sort of circumventing and encircling Israel. And we saw that the attack of 12th October that started with a war in Gaza that weakened Hamas. And then, of course, when Hezbollah also tried to attack, and they actually were given a deadly blow by Israel. And in the meantime, Israel also attacked their supply routes in Syria. And that started to weaken these regimes, and also opened the way for your opposition forces to take advantage. And the rest is history. So Iran has now been marginalized. And they will have to regroup.
Willem Els, thank you very, very much for joining me this morning, and it won't be the last time that we speak. Thanks for sharing your information with us.
Well.
That's Willem Els. He's a senior training coordinator on terrorism and explosives for the Transnational Threats and International Crimes Program at the Institute for Security Studies.